I'm here with the Nursery Operations Placement Proficiency winner, Matt Malcolm, of the Morgan County High FFA chapter in Georgia. Matt, how are you feeling right now?
I'm so excited. I'm like, I cannot believe it. I'm just amazed and I'm overwhelmed.
Well, it's such a good feeling. Now, tell me about what your project is.
I work on my dad's tree farm, and it's a 100-acre farm that consists of over 40 varieties of trees. We dig trees for private homeowners and large landscape companies. So we basically sell them to a lot of like new businesses, and we just do that kind of stuff.
Now, you help with the communities as well. Tell me about some projects that you've been helping at that's been really fun to work on.
So actually, we sell trees to like different homeowners and also like around the city. And I've been able to plant trees, like take it with my truck and go and plant trees around like different people's houses, and also around like the city of Bostwick where I live, and also just different businesses.
So what's been some of your responsibilities that you've had with this project?
So my main responsibility is digging trees. I have to set out the basket and burlap, and once the tree is dug, we have to tie it up, get it crimped, and nail it, and then tie up the tree so we can load it onto the truck. After like a long day, it pays off. Along with that comes the pruning and fertilizing part of this, which the fertilizer we spread among the trees to help them grow, and pruning, we have to shape them up like twice a year to make them look good, look pretty, for so they don't get too bushy. And that it's just a lot of responsibilities. Like even the maintenance that people will overlook, we have to do. Like one of my main jobs, just something that you wouldn't think of. It's just I have to weed eat a lot, but bush hog, take care of the grass, and also just prune, dig, all that type of stuff.
So what's the biggest thing that you learned in this project?
Probably perseverance. Hard work pays off. Like there's been some ups and downs where it's been way too hot outside or something like that. Something just not going your way. You just have to push through it. It all works out in the end. And like just don't give up on something you love. Like that's what I plan on doing for the rest of my life. So I just know in the future it's going to work out for me. So I just don't give up.
So what's a piece of advice that you would give to FFA members?
Piece of advice I'd give to other FFA members would probably just be don't give up on something you love. If you know it's the best for you and like it's something you want to do, don't listen to anybody else. Like take what you love and you do that. Like you don't depend on what others think about it.
This is something you really enjoy, it looks like. So now you have probably a huge support system. Who would you all like to thank?
My dad and my family, especially my dad. He's always been there for me. He's the main one, pushed me through it. But probably most importantly, my teacher, Ms. Kinsaw. She's amazing teacher, amazing person overall. And she's helped me a lot through this. And finally, God. I'd like to thank God for this opportunity.
And that was Matt Malcolm of the Morgan County FFA chapter in Georgia, winning the Nursery Operations Placement Proficiency Award area, proudly sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.